Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Lucky Land Casino. Asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hey, yo, Fro Wrestling Podcast listeners, help us out and click subscribe to show your support. And while you're at it, make sure you enable notifications so you get notified every time a new episode of the Fro Wrestling Podcast goes up and goes live. While you're at it, if you are sick and tired of spending $60 to $100 for the latest and greatest wrestling video games, stop immediately and go to Wrestler Unstoppable, available exclusively through Facebook. Create your wrestler, sign contracts, get involved in storylines, headline pay-per-views, even build your own corporation, all included in Wrestler Unstoppable, available now to all Facebook users, totally free. If you want to become a member of the Fro Wrestling Podcast and want your name in the shout-outs, like our buddy Mike in Hatfield, then make sure you shoot over to patreon.com/Fro Wrestling Podcast and sign up today. Don't forget our loyalty rewards program that allows any $15 a month contributor to co-host an episode of Going Live with me, and our $7.50 a month contributors get entered into a drawing to also co-host an episode of Going Live. Hello, everybody, and welcome to this live episode of the Fro Wrestling Podcast. Big news coming out tonight in the world of professional wrestling. We're going to get to that in a moment. Please, if you are new to the Fro Wrestling Podcast, if you want to preview all the topics coming to the show, then you got to shoot over to our homepage, frowrestling.com, F-R-O-wrestling.com, and check out what's there, and then come up with questions, comments, concerns, so that while we're on these live episodes, you can enable the chat function in whatever streaming service you're using and give us some comments immediately here to the show. Otherwise, if you want to send us some comments and you want us to get back to you at a later time in another episode, go to the Fro Wrestling Sound Off line at 267-642-1160 and give us your questions, your comments, anything you want to talk about. Put your name with your comments so we can give you credit for it on the show, and we look forward to including your thoughts in every episode. Tonight, big news coming out of the world of professional wrestling on WWE Raw. There was conversation for the last several days. Roman Reigns had missed house shows and live events over the weekend, and people immediately started assuming that Roman Reigns was hurt. It turns out that was not the case. He was seen working out ahead of Raw tonight in the ring, loosening up, stretching out. So everybody immediately jumped to the conclusion, well, he must be fine. Maybe he needed a day or two off. Well, the opening of Raw tonight saw the announcement that rattled the wrestling world. Roman Reigns, for all that people have been all over Roman Reigns for quite a long time now about being forced down your throat and being the chosen one, the one that people didn't want, tonight it all got real. Roman Reigns announces that he has now got a second bout, a second battle with leukemia, very serious condition, something that he was diagnosed in remission back in 2008. He has been battling the remission since 2008. It's been 11 years almost, and now it has come back, and he needs to step away from the promotion right now. He relinquishes the Universal Championship, and he's going to go take care of himself, his health, and his family, which is the right thing to do. The most amazing part of the announcement, first off, well wishes to Roman Reigns. I wish him nothing but a speedy recovery. That is something that, you know, I don't care what character development, what you've had that you've liked or not liked or loved or whatever the last several years in professional wrestling. Roman Reigns, if you meet the guy, is a class act. He's a great human being. And he doesn't care about what reaction he's getting from the fans. He really loves to just entertain people. And he's not the one who chose to put himself in the position he's been in for the last couple years. He's been doing what he's been directed to do by the head honcho of World Wrestling Entertainment. In this moment, in this announcement, you got to see a very real side of Roman Reigns, a very human side of Roman Reigns. And I'm man enough to admit that it brings a tear to my eye to even watch the announcement. He made it clear this was not a retirement speech. He's going to, you know, beat this thing again. He used other select words, but hey, we're a PG show. And he was relinquishing the Universal Championship. I thought it was also very emotional to see two other things. One was when he went up the ramp to exit the ring. You know, the thank you Roman chants were going on, which thank you to the fans who did the right thing there. And then the other members of the Shield, Seth Rollins and Dean Ambrose, coming out to the top of the ramp, showing them real emotion and doing the Shield fist bump to end the segment. I thought it was powerful. It was a magnificent moment. He left the Universal Championship laying in the middle of the ring ahead of what has become such a controversial pay-per-view already, now adds a whole other layer of intrigue. But before getting to all the wrestling stuff, let's be serious here. Roman Reigns dealing with a very serious medical condition, and we wish him a speedy and full recovery. Hopefully, his diagnosis of this coming back will bring more awareness to people who sometimes I think that, you know, you lump everything into the context of cancer and not realizing sometimes how many different versions there are and how many people it affects, and that you could be the most healthy, physically fit person in the world and it still can affect you. So hopefully he is a beacon of light on research for leukemia, and hopefully he could be an effect, a positive change in the world in general, not just the professional wrestling world. And like I said several times, we really wish to see him back in the ring as soon as possible. This does have a trickle-down effect on Crown Jewel's main event, because WWE, I've said it before in other situations, something happens, they have to keep moving on, they have to keep trucking, and that's what they're going to do at Crown Jewel. The Universal Championship will be contested between Brock Lesnar and Braun Strowman, with the winner being the new Universal Champion. I suspect, depending on how things progress the next week or so, you may see Drew McIntyre added to that match as well. I think he is the guy that Vince McMahon would like to put the Universal Championship on over Braun Strowman or Brock Lesnar. I think Roman was going to retain at Crown Jewel, and I think that they were going to strategically position Braun and Drew McIntyre for a huge feud leading to a major push for Drew McIntyre later or potentially early next year. And now you may have to expedite that process because of the loss of Roman Reigns. Raw is going to need a new major babyface, and Drew McIntyre may be that guy. Speaking of the Crown Jewel event, there's been all kinds of conversation about it over the last few days, but the biggest news, other than obviously this announcement tonight that has come out in the last couple days, is that John Cena and Daniel Bryan, two of the marquee talents for WWE, are refusing to go to Saudi Arabia. John Cena has a lot of stroke. He's in the World Cup tournament. Daniel Bryan in the match for the WWE Championship against AJ Styles, and because of their political understanding and ramifications of the Saudi Arabian situation with the Washington Post reporter, they don't want to go, and they're just not going to go. And I can't envision a scenario. JBL made this clear on his podcast earlier this week. Actually, he was on Fox News talking about how WWE is not going to force talents to go. And I think what this tells you, if anything, if any positive can come of this, when someone the level of John Cena and Daniel Bryan say they're not going, I think that's when WWE will shift the location of the venue to another country or another region. I would not be surprised if it was India, being that it is their biggest market that they could capitalize on and kind of keep a similar theme, maybe not identical, but similar. But we're going to have to wait and see. If you look at their website for when they're going to release the sale of the tickets, it was supposed to start this week and it was postponed to the day of the event, which is very strange. And more importantly, there is no longer a location listed on the ticket purchase website so that you could pretty much, if you book a trip to Saudi Arabia, you don't even know if there's going to be a show there because they have not confirmed that. They continue to say they're monitoring the situation. Sting was in the news today talking about he would only come back for one match. And it's not a surprise. It would be the match with The Undertaker. He has so many things that he'd still like to do. He was asked about coming back as like a general manager or something of that nature and felt that a role like that would really tarnish his legacy. And that's not something he would like to do. He likes to keep the mystique of his character and all that kind of stuff. So instead, he would be interested in coming back to work with The Undertaker. We've heard this before. He's obviously very much interested in this. And let's face it, The Undertaker has faced almost everybody there is to face. Now, if this was 2 years ago and you said The Undertaker was going to face Finn Balor, I would get it. If you told me that, you know, The Undertaker was going to face Seth Rollins, I would get it. But, or AJ Styles. Those are pretty much the three that I could see in a main event WrestleMania-style match at the biggest show of the year. However, if you really want, you know, if you know The Undertaker is winding down, and there's only so many more matches he can do before he's going to hang up the boots, you know, this may be the one last final opportunity this coming WrestleMania to see The Undertaker and Sting in the ring. And I think it would be meaningful. Now, the weird thing is there's been pictures that have been taken on airplanes and airports and stuff in the past with Sting and The Undertaker interacting with each other. However, at no point in time has The Undertaker ever vocalized that he's interested in that match. Sting has many, many times, but we've never heard that from The Undertaker. So I'm curious to see if heading into WrestleMania season, if Vince McMahon thinks that it's a match that'll draw money, especially right now, losing a whole lot of money if they don't go to Saudi Arabia, I think it would not surprise me to see him try to make that match happen. Shawn Michaels versus AJ Styles at WrestleMania 35. That is the word going around wrestling circles, is that Shawn Michaels is going to get paid a ton of money to come back and work multiple matches, working obviously the Crown Jewel tag team match, working another match potentially at the Royal Rumble, or I'm sorry, at Survivor Series against The Undertaker, possibly coming in for the Royal Rumble, and eventually leading to that dream match against AJ Styles at WrestleMania 35. I don't know how well Shawn Michaels is going to be able to move in the ring. I will be the first to admit that when they first announced that he was coming back for anything, I was giddy as a child on Christmas morning. However, when I saw his performance at the Super Showdown, I was a little deflated. He obviously, you know, at 56 years old, you're not going to move like way a 30-year-old did. And I didn't expect him to, but he just seems, I mean, he looks like he's in great shape, don't get me wrong, but he doesn't seem to have the same spring in his step that you would expect even from a guy who's a lesser competitor at this advanced age. But if they're willing to put the money into the match, I think Shawn Michaels would go out of his way to get in the right conditioning, and I kind of expect him to surprise the world and try to steal the show with AJ Styles should that match go to WrestleMania 35. The issue is all the other plans for WrestleMania 35 apparently are up in the air. Charlotte has lost a lot of momentum because of this feud with Becky Lynch and the way the fans have reacted. Roman Reigns obviously not in the main event at WrestleMania because he may not even be back to wrestling by WrestleMania. So that leaves them with a huge void and not a lot of time to start determining what they're going to do at Mania. It may result in some call-ups from NXT in the very near future just so you can have time to build people. But I think at this particular moment, I think the matches that people are really looking at seeing are things like Drew McIntyre challenging for the Universal Championship, seeing some crossover matches, the AJ Styles versus Seth Rollins. That, to me, would actually be the biggest draw right now in the company. Of course, that puts the Shawn Michaels match in jeopardy, but I'd be willing to sacrifice that for AJ Styles and Seth Rollins. It means that you're going to have to put another emphasis on people like Shinsuke Nakamura, Samoa Joe, Daniel Bryan. You're really going to have to start really kicking some effort behind the people that you kind of let hang out there while Roman Reigns was monopolizing the top spot. Again, not knocking Roman, knocking the people who are in creative. You know, Dean Ambrose and Seth Rollins can only do so much. You've made Braun Strowman into a heel somehow, even though people still love the guy. So you really aren't leaving yourself a lot of options. So hopefully they can come up with a plan that really pops the fans and makes them excited to watch WrestleMania, because as of right this second, it's almost feeling a little deflated. Something that I was not expecting to see in the news was that current UFC dual division champion Daniel Cormier, there's rumor that he was going to have a voiceover tryout with WWE before it was announced he was going to be defending the heavyweight championship, and that now the transition of networks is resulting in the desire to have him be on commentary for SmackDown once they make their move. And that could be huge. If Cormier wants to come in, I get the impression he wants to step inside the ring at some point. But before that, or maybe while that's going on, it sounds like WWE is seriously considering him being a more realistic and believable, more sport feel to the broadcast team for SmackDown, which is expected to become the number one show on the WWE programming umbrella because of the amount of money that's being paid to move the show. So we'll have to see how that plays out. Big news coming out of the NWA 70th anniversary show. First off, huge title change. Cody facing Nick Aldis 2 out of 3 falls for the NWA World Heavyweight Championship, resulting in Nick Aldis recapturing the NWA World Heavyweight Championship. It is his second run with the championship. I think it is a great transition because I thought that Aldis was doing such a great job as NWA champion that they needed to get the belt back on him, or that reign he started with really wouldn't have meant as much. Now that he has the championship back, I feel two things. One, it validates him as a champion, for one. And two, it may even fuel the speculation of Cody and the Bucks coming to WWE. If that's going to happen, companies are going to start pulling championships off of Cody. So, look for him to potentially lose that IWGP United States Championship at Wrestle Kingdom is where I would expect to see it. And then, if that happens, you probably should expect to see him show up in a WWE ring. He may already have plans. They already may have negotiated something. So keep your eyes on that situation. The other big news coming out of the 70th anniversary show was the return next year of the Jim Crockett Senior Memorial Cup Tag Team Tournament. For those who don't know what that is, back in the 80s, 1985, 86, 87, and 88, Jim Crockett Promotions put on a monstrous tag team tournament that took place over 2 days. And you had like 64 teams or some astronomical number of teams that would come out from scrubs to established main eventers, and they would compete for the Crockett Cup. The first ever Crockett Cup champions were the Road Warriors, defeating, I believe, it was Hands of Stone, Ronnie Garvin, and Magnum TA in the finals. You've seen Dusty Rhodes and Nikita Koloff. We've seen Sting and Lex Luger teams win the Crockett Cup, and now they're going to be bringing it back. I think that's long overdue for the NWA. It's a something that in the 80s was almost like a staple of the company, and it really lends to the legacy of the NWA and trying to reestablish that brand. Great to hear. Thank you, Billy Corgan, for doing some really cool things with the NWA. So people have been wondering what's going on with Shane McMahon now that he came back to television. It sounds like going forward, he is going to be a more regular presence on the show. So look forward to seeing him as an on-air talent and seeing a little less of Vince McMahon until we get to the change of network where Vince McMahon is expected to put the focus of his programming attention on SmackDown once it's determined to be the number one show for the company. There's an update on the Austin Aries situation with Impact Wrestling. For those who don't know, at Bound for Glory, Austin Aries loses the Impact Wrestling World Championship to Johnny Impact, Johnny Nitro, Johnny Mundo, John Morrison, whatever you want to call him. And at the end of the match, he no-sells the finish and flips everybody off and screaming at the fans and leaves. And everybody right away thought it was a total shoot. And it turns out that, you know, through the grapevine, you find out that his contract with Impact Wrestling is up. But that the idea would be for him to leave the promotion, tour some other promotions to sell the angle, and then come back and feud with Johnny Impact at a later time. I expect to see him show up in Ring of Honor, maybe New Japan, do a match here and there. It would add another layer to his independent wrestling experience. I'd love to see him in New Japan. I think he'd be a great addition to their roster. Some people have already speculated he could try to make an overture with WWE and come back there. I think it's too soon for that, but you never know. But he does seem to be a little bit harder to handle. I'd be honest with you. There was a press conference before Bound for Glory that he got into a tussle with Johnny Impact that apparently got a little bit too much out of control and got a little too real. So we'll have to see, but his reputation as being an easy guy to work with is kind of dwindling. Just my opinion. WWE announcing last week the United Kingdom Tag Team Championships will be out there. They're going to crown new champions. Keep your eye on that United Kingdom brand coming to the WWE Network. They filmed their episodes. It's looking great. And it's just one more piece of the puzzle in a WWE universe of perfection. Now, I'm not saying WWE is the greatest wrestling in the history of the world, but they certainly know how to put together brands and products and give us something a little different in different audience segments. You know, the Raw roster and the SmackDown roster have a very similar feel. Then you have NXT, which is probably the best wrestling in WWE. And now you have this UK brand. That the UK style of wrestling is really very different. And now you get to see some of that. Now the conversation is they may be looking to do one in Germany with WXW. I would be all for that. Another fantastic promotion. I've heard that South America, I've heard India, I've heard China, I've heard Australia. We'll have to wait and see. But at least in the short term, it sounds like they're considering the UK brand somewhat of a success, and they may be interested in adding a WWE NXT Germany next on the horizon. James Ellsworth, for those who didn't know, he appeared at Impact Wrestling's Bound for Glory, wrestled Eli Drake, got squashed in a matter of seconds, was offered a contract by Impact Wrestling, turned it down, and then was supposed to make an appearance at SmackDown 1000, and ended up being cut from the program because things were running long and they were running out of time. But then they recorded a backstage segment with him. And the thought process for James Ellsworth is he turned down the Impact deal because he really does believe that he's going to have a shot to go back to WWE, which would be a fantastic thing. I think he really is a solid character for their show. He does get a reaction from the fans, whether it's booing or cheering. And I think, you know, if you think back to him taking on AJ Styles and Dean Ambrose, he really could work with just about anybody. He plays the underdog so well. That's kind of what we need. Even Rey Mysterio doesn't really look like an underdog anymore. He looks ripped, by the way. Dude looks like he's in the best shape of his life. Everybody always says that. Rey actually looks that way. He looks so buff right now. And I don't mean in like a steroided out bodybuilder kind of way. I'm talking about like he just looks, his body size and mass looks right for him. And he looks better probably than he has in 15 years. Just my opinion. Alberto El Patron is in the news this week, two different locations. One, he will be battling for Combat Americas in 2019, returning to the mixed martial arts world. He's been president of the promotion in 2016 and 17, now wants to return as a competitor. His opponent is yet to be named, but he is going to make that return. And Impact Wrestling making strong overtures towards Alberto El Patron to bring him back to the company to try to bolster the roster now that we have the exit of Austin Aries from the promotion. So we'll have to wait and see what's going to happen. And finally, last couple topics here. Chelsea Green, one of the newest signees to the WWE Performance Center. It's long overdue. Little surprised that she did that with her character being created in Lucha Underground. I'm assuming that means that her Lucha Underground deal was a short-term arrangement, and we should see her written off TV with Marty the Moth in the near future. But it's a huge get for WWE. I think she's incredibly talented, and will add, just depending on how they develop her character, could be a really special thing for their brand. They made the official announcement last week of her, Matt Riddle, Mia Yim, all coming to WWE. Those are all big names coming to the biggest show on earth. So hopefully, if WWE is going to continue to acquire talent like that, they're going to need some other NXT expansions just to house this incredible talent pool that they're putting together. And the last note, and I have to be honest, it's another sad note. We started with a sad note, we're going to end on a sad note. The passing of Dick Slater in the world of professional wrestling. For those who didn't watch Dick Slater, weren't familiar with Dick Slater's work, he was just a rough and rugged Southern tough guy, played the rebel character, wore the stars and bars and that kind of stuff. And I understand in 2018 that's very controversial, but back in the 1980s when he was doing it, it was pretty much the modus operandi for a lot of Southern characters. And he was a great heel. He could play a babyface. He could have a great match with almost anybody. Never necessarily pushed to be a main event star, you know, a few spot appearances in main events here and there, but at the end of the day, just a quality wrestler all the way around, and always sad for anybody to pass away, but, you know, in my opinion, one of the bigger stars to come out of the Mid-Atlantic and Georgia territory that a lot of fans can identify with. Did have a short stint, 88 and 89, in WWE as the Rebel, Dick Slater, and just, I hope, you know, our well wishes and prayers are with the Dick Slater family. Hopefully they are able to move on and reflect positively on his amazing wrestling career. That's all the time we have for this episode. Check back with us next episode where we'll run down all the latest wrestling news and rumors. Special thanks as always go out to bensound.com and purpleplanet.com for producing all the music and sound effects we used in our show. Today's podcast was sponsored in part by Beazel Games, bringing a new friend to family game that is easy with sketchy people. Showcase your artistic side in this new game from Beazel Games by going to frowrestling.com and clicking the icon in the middle of the screen to pick up your copy today. And to alleyrepair.com, contact Alley Repair today for servicing of all your classic skee-ball, pinball, and arcade game needs. If you're looking for your next career move, you're considering college, university life, or just need some formal training for your next career decision, stop by our other website at frolifeplanning.com for all your higher education needs, as FroLife Educational Planning is for today, for tomorrow, and for life with FroLife. I'm Fred Froelich, better known as Mr. Fro. I want to thank you so much for taking a few moments with us today. And if you're looking for more wrestling news and rumors, go to www.tsj101sports.com for their latest articles on the world of professional wrestling. Stop by my blog at frowrestling.com. Click on In Fro's Corner for my editorial pieces. And until next time, take care, everybody, and have a great night. By the way, don't forget to stop by my indie events tab and check out events coming to your area soon. Have a great night. Take care.